Scorpions Avenue.
This is Lizzie Cooperman's In Your Hands. I'm Lizzie, and on this show, you vote what I do with my life week after a glorious week. The show comes out on Thursdays. That's when you listen, then head to my Instagram stories, cast your vote in the election of a lifetime. I get the results on Friday morning, and I go out and I take action. But please, listen to the show whenever you want. Binge it like organic frozen mango chunks, because I don't reveal the results until the following episode. By the way, there's a Patreon now up and running. You can be a Cooper fan. You can be a certified Lizzalier or an unbridled Cooper maniac. I have a link tree in my Instagram bio and on my extremely homemade website that I knitted myself. All that said, I am ready for just a very high octane episode. So let's dip into the past. Last week, you were presented with two options: Bumble sale or OnlyFans finale or finale. Bumble sale meant I would make a profile on Bumble to get rid of my old furniture, and then I'd meet the guys at Goodwill and see if we had a connection. If not, I'd just donate the item. It would give me an opportunity to get rid of it. Goodbye bar stools, goodbye coffee maker with scratched off buttons, or OnlyFans finale. Shut down my sparsely attended, I feel like I should say scantily since it's OnlyFans, my scantily attended, and by the way, PG, totally clean OnlyFans that you voted for me to start in a previous episode. The idea was to just go on there one last time and do a tarot stream as just a big thank you, farewell. And you voted OnlyFans finale. So I guess my question is, where were you guys? Where were you? Envision it, if you will. You're logging on to your own PG-rated softcore account, lighting multiple candles, which I did, and striking up that live to no one. Who was at the tarot stream? I'll tell you, the divine spirit waiting to shed her glorious wisdom, to impart all of that knowledge onto you. And my neighbor, actually, who was blasting turned down for what? Their presence was also felt. I guess in a way, it kind of helped me prove the point that while it was a fun thing to do, it essentially served as a wasteland, you know, where people were kind enough to show support. OnlyFansers, trust me, I will cherish every tarot card I pulled along the way. And now I must pull my way to a less sexually vibrant and yet equally stimulating site called Patreon. I'm like, let's get me on that cruise. And dental insurance. I also have a major update from a previous episode called Spots Slots. I finally made it down to audition at the Laugh Factory. I did not have a nail in my tire this week, which was what prevented me from making it there last time. I stood outside in a line that wrapped around the club. I felt like Rodney Dangerfield in Back to School, honestly. Felt like I had to prove that I could do the triple Lindy. So the way the sign-up works is the first 10 people put their name on a list and they're guaranteed a spot. But if you get there after those spots are filled, you've got to put your name in a bucket. I was 11th in line, so I was a bucket person. I wasn't sure they would draw my name. I thought I would find out right away, but they kind of keep you there through the show. So 5 p.m. rolled around. Still light outside and showtime. The host walked on stage, explained this is 2 minutes of clean material. He showed us where the light was. He said, you know, when this starts blinking, you've got to get off stage. We will surgically remove you from the Laugh Factory stage. My plan was to sit alone. And then this like 60-year-old guy sat in front of me and he did this thing where anytime I laughed, he would look back, also laugh. Like my laugh was giving him permission to express himself. And then there was another guy who came in and just the type to just immediately try to insert himself, you know, talking really loudly, kind of making the rounds, like, you guys hitting up the improv after this? There was even a woman who went on stage in this like leopard print caftan with her dog. There was so much to take in. And I have to say, I really loved watching just the new people, the beginners, because they don't have any kind of borrowed rhythm yet for stand-up. I like hearing how they tell a joke. I thought it was really interesting. I specifically appreciated the first guy who went up who said it was his first time ever, but he opened with, he goes, life, you can't really prepare for it. And I was thinking, I felt like it just kind of encapsulated the experience. You truly cannot prepare to perform at the Laugh Factory at 5 p.m. So the 10 people went up, and then it was time for people who were doing their callback. There were two people called back. They both had 3 minutes instead of 2 minutes. Then it was time for the bucket people, and I thought, wow, my name is not getting called. I had gotten there at 4:30. It was now like 5:55, and then he goes, and on deck, Lizzie Cooperman? And by the way, I did not bring my piano. I'm like, I raw dogged it. I'm going to say also, I was more scared to do the 2 minutes than I would have been to perform an hour. I was like, I felt like I had like year one heartbeat in the throat. I'm like, one of my favorite recipes, heartbeat in the throat. And then I realized it's because this is a test that has pass or fail results. The set itself was pretty fun. And yeah, it was just very nostalgic. Standing on stage, being nervous, and wetting myself. No, but just standing on stage and being like, oh my God, this is my 2 minutes, my showcase. When I was done, I went back and sat in my seat. And then at the very end of the show, the host got back on stage and said, we'd like for the following people to return. And he said, you know, the two people who got the call back. And then he goes, and Lizzie Cooperman. So I have to go back next week to the Laugh Factory. The saga continues. Next week, I do 3 minutes. So I think it goes, you do a 2 minute audition, then you do a 3 minute, then you do a 5 minute, and then they drag you upstairs by the nape and make you sign a 1099. Anyway. Let's hightail it into the present. This week's episode is called Tintern Purple Fern. I have talked about this on the show, how the decisions have been mounting and mounting, and now with the OnlyFans out of my life, I have a little more wiggle room. I feel a little less like a pontoon jammed into an easy chair. I'm like, and more like a winter jacket that's too tight. But no, I'm truly enjoying everything. It's just, I could use help. I really could. So I decided this week to find an intern. And because I never got to dip back into Bumble and test those waters with last week's episode, I thought, why not do it on Tinder? I feel like it could work. If I were swiping and I saw an intern opportunity, even on a dating app, I feel like maybe my curiosity would be piqued, especially in Los Angeles. Everyone wants to get into comedy and trim my toenails. So that's the first option. Tintern really helped me to delegate some of these tasks in my life, help me lighten the load, smooth out the flow of the show, and send some super likes in the process. Just become a real flamethrower on there. And the other option is that I would become a TikTok mystic named Purple Fern. This would, first of all, give me an excuse to dye my hair lavender. I'm like, something I've never wanted to do before. But it would, I feel like, switch up the energy of my life. And I'm just kind of imagining sitting at my desk, really just engulfed in ferns. I'll close my eyes, grab a book, and flip to a random passage in the book and say, you know, I'll read the passage and say, if you're seeing this right now, it is a sign. I'm like, that you should get off TikTok and read a book. I could do it with nail polish colors. I could do it with LaCroix cans. What is the spiritual meaning of pamplemousse? I can throw some tarot in there, draw some tarot cards, not to dip back into the OnlyFans. I'm like, I'll do exactly what I was doing before, but with purple hair and to less people and for no money. But the thing is, I actually like watching stuff like this. I mean, obviously, I'm putting my life in your hands. I would definitely be interested in someone on TikTok named Purple Fern, who told me that the answer I was looking for was based on whatever nail polish she chose. And then it was go for the gold. And then I would, based on that, end up moving to a treehouse in Poughkeepsie. So those are the options today. Tintern or Purple Fern? First, I really wanted to talk to someone about what would draw an intern in. What do I need to say on my Tinder profile that's going to make someone go, yes, I want to be the one to sell your old popcorn maker on OfferUp under the guise of this being a comedy internship. And I actually had the opportunity for my first expert to talk to one of Starburn's own interns. This is Sedona. If you were on Tinder or something and someone said, I'm looking for an intern, how many milliseconds would it take you to swipe right?
I would question that one. Because to be honest, I having been through dating, online dating profiles, and having like been through some experiences, I don't know if I would be quick to be like, oh, this seems legit, I'm going to just hop on this one. Mm. I'd be a little bit sussed out, maybe just because of the platform.
Right. Okay. Interesting. What would make it appealing to you on a dating app?
I guess it would depend on how they worded it and how it looked in the bio. Like if it looked structured and there were like paragraphs, do you know what I mean? Like it was, there were like spaces mm-hmm. between the paragraphs.
Right.
It looked well laid out, and maybe they put pictures like of the space of the office, like maybe some things that showed me the environment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay. My apartment's pretty messy. I'm like, they don't want pictures of the environment. Trust me.
Maybe you could, you know, make it sound like tell them what they're going to get from the experience, like what they're going to come out of the experience with. I think that was something too. It was like, you know,
I know
like the afterwards, what is this going to do for me?
You know what I should tell them? I should dangle a carrot. I should say, your internship will lead to a photo with Kevin Hart.
Oh my God, they would do it.
We figured it out. And then if they quit, I'll just be like, you quit too soon. Kevin was going to be here tomorrow. Kevin was on his way.
I think you got it. That's
okay. Sedona, thank you so much. You've been an incredible expert. It's been an honor to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Eternal thanks to Sedona. Now, I also wanted to talk to someone who had a ton of experience and success on TikTok, and the first person that came to mind was my insanely talented friend, Blake Rozier. How has TikTok impacted your life?
Oh, man. how has TikTok impacted my life? Well, it's gotten me some jobs, which is cool. Definitely gotten me some work. My attention span has been dwindling ever since I started using the app, which is a little sad.
When you say it's gotten you jobs, acting jobs, you're not an administrative assistant at TikTok. This is real work.
No, real world jobs, some brand deals for TikTok and YouTube and stuff. So yeah, I've gotten actual jobs from it. So, I mean, I can't complain. Not as cool as Vine was, but it is definitely an app that is cool.
By the way, much respect to all the executive assistants or administrative assistants. I go, real work, not an administrative assistant.
Big shout out to them. They're great.
If you were to start from scratch, because now you have a big following, but like if you had to start over, how would you get people on board?
How would I get people on board to follow me?
Yeah.
Oh, I would just duet like crazy. I feel like it's just totally like it's all about duetting big TikTokers and coming from some sort of a comedic angle. If you're into comedy or whatever your thing is, just repetition. I think it's like it's sad a little bit that you have to repeat the same kind of joke or the same kind of thing over and over. But that's once you're that thing. That's what people like to see. And then you get comments both like, wow, you found your thing and you just only do that. And then you also get comments like, when you post something different, like, dude, go back to the other stuff. So it's like,
When you say duet, that means split screen.
Yeah. So right. Basically, like, someone's made a video of them, you know, talking mm-hmm. about their favorite toiletries. And then you would duet the video, which is you would split screen it. So right. You'd be next to them and you'd be able to basically react to their video. You can talk, you can
right.
not talk, whatever you want to do, add music, whatever.
Right.
But yeah, it's called a duet.
Okay.
The more you can post per day, the better.
And you had one that made you go viral. And did that get you, you were on a cruise and you were like, can you tell me about that?
Yeah. So I went on a cruise and weirdly enough, I was the only guest on the cruise. There was crew and there was, you know, the captain and all the, you know, people working on it, but I was the only guest and it was, I still have yet to know what exactly happened. I've been interviewed by different platforms, but I still have not gotten a response from Royal Caribbean about what happened on that cruise.
Oh my God.
But it was bliss.
May I ask, how did you get on the cruise?
I just booked a ticket. It was just a normal ticket. It's like so cheap to go on a cruise nowadays.
Wait, and really? I'm supposed to go on a cruise for this show, so I am curious.
Oh, go on a cruise. They're awesome.
Okay. Now, I don't want to strip away any of the mystery, but of, you know, because you're so prolific. How often are you working on TikTok? Like, does it ever feel as though you're just like, this is ruining my life? It's so much work.
No, it's fucking easy.
Okay. It is?
So easy, yeah. I think anybody who makes TikToks and spends more than, gosh, I hope, like, no more than an hour making a TikTok video, it takes me minutes, and that's how long it should take. It's a freaking social media app.
Right.
The stuff I spend time editing on Premiere and then posting it on there never does well. It's always the stuff shot in the app
or just right.
like really simple. Yeah, I think there's totally an algorithmic thing where they can sense if it's
oh my God.
Added in within the app.
Do you think there's also something to getting their attention right away in the TikTok?
Yeah, I have a lot of friends that do TikTok. Like, they're, like, really big on TikTok, and they all have crazy superstitious things, like, post a TikTok, exit out of the app, go back in 15 minutes later, respond to every comment, exit out of that for 30 minutes, then go back in, and then it'll be viral. So, like, I have all these different friends that have different things. I think, honestly, just
oh my God.
Make the best video you can make.
Oh, my God. They're like, I have to electrocute myself within the first 3 seconds.
Yeah. If I rub my nipples for a full 30 minutes as the video's up, then it will go super virus.
Oh, my God. You're so brilliant. And I'm so glad everyone gets to hear your, like, insider. about your creative process. Because yours does seem so easy and it's so fun to watch. And is your handle... You're just your gorgeous name, Blake Rozier?
Yeah, just my gorgeous name, Blake Rozier. And you can go on there and watch all my brilliant work that took me minutes.
Blake, thank you so much. I'm going to go watch right now. Now, before I bring on my guests, I want to tell you about an amazing podcast called American Hysteria that explores how fantastical thinking, moral panics, conspiracy theories, and urban legends have shaped our culture. The show has covered topics ranging from the Illuminati to gender reveal parties, astrology, extreme haunted houses, and more. Chelsea Weber Smith is the host, and they take you down all these strange American wormholes. It's horrifying, it's hilarious, it's heartfelt, and it examines how we have just constructed these realities that we share. So subscribe to American Hysteria now, wherever you happen to get your podcasts. I am so excited about my guest today. I have hilarious comedian Kurt Braunohler from The Big Sick, Lady Dynamite, Bob's Burgers, Another Period, and The Kroll Show, and Scotty Landis, who wrote on Workaholics, Who is America, was the co-head writer on The Misery Index, and he wrote the movie, the feature film Ma, starring Octavia Spencer. And in addition to all of that, they are also the amazing co-hosts of one of my favorite podcasts, Bananas. You guys, we have the decision of a lifetime to make today, and I'm so happy that you're here to help the sorcerers decide. Yes. So the first option is I'm going to try to go on Tinder and find an intern.
Okay.
And how am I going to do this? I'm just going to – because last week one of the options was Bumble sale, where I was going to go on Bumble and try to sell my furniture. And they didn't vote for that.
Yeah.
But I kind of like the idea also of easing back into maybe using the apps by introducing it in another way.
Yes.
So I have some questions about it.
Yes.
So would you, in your profile pic, have like a little sign that says looking for an intern? Or would you wait for like someone that you both of you found each other mutually attractive and then try to be like, but I want you to be my intern?
Okay. Wow.
Like, which is it?
I hadn't even considered that second option. That is so funny. Someone leans in to kiss you and you're like, will you be my intern?
My unpaid. And if it's unpaid, then there's no problems with, you know, like sexual harassment and stuff like that because it's unpaid, right?
Yeah, I don't see a problem.
They can do whatever they want.
Well, that's cool. That's also interns historically seem to be young people.
Right.
Unless you're Robert De Niro in the hit movie The Intern. Which makes me think maybe you go old. Maybe you get a 65 AARP. I retired a little too early.
Oh.
I have 20 years of my life left. I need to dedicate it to one person.
That is actually how this works. I do think that that's how this works. It's an older man who wants to spend time with a younger woman, and you get up to just be your intern.
Wow. Okay, I actually love that because I was like, okay, for this, I was thinking I'm going to have to make my age younger. Because other people will be seeking, I want someone who's this old, you know?
Right.
And I was like, how am I going to get those Emerson graduates?
Those go-hards, yeah. Right.
Yeah, if I say I'm like 60. So maybe I should have two different profiles, one where I'm young and one where I'm old, and see which catches fire first.
Yeah, I think one where you're just whatever age you are, but you set your ages for like 60 plus.
Okay.
Right? Can't you do that? I don't know how because I've never
been
that.
On one myself.
Oh, you guys are so lucky. You're like, I've never had to touch one of those things.
They just happened after I was.
Oh my God. I'm so jealous. It's honestly, yeah. Okay.
But can you set your ages that you're looking for, right?
Yes.
So you set one that's looking for older and one looking for younger.
Yeah. And sometimes when they run out of people, they'll be like, oh, we slid in a, you know. When I had mine, they'd be like, we slid in a 73-year-old just to see if you changed your mind.
It's fun to see how complicated this could get, too, because if you really like this person and they're also a great intern, there could be a conflict of interest here.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's a coffee shop in Atwater that I used to write in, and they had beautiful waitresses and baristas. All of them were attractive, and I loved writing there, and I just made the mental decision I will never date any of these people because this is such a creative space for me that I cannot be like, I dated her, it didn't end well, and now I feel weird coming back.
I'm trying to – now I'm just
stuck with the career.
Oh, my God.
It's a great – they have great
what
coffee.
Was the decor? Okay.
It's at Atwater Village Cafe. And
oh, that one. I'm surprised. I would never have guessed that one. I was like, it's got to be Black Elephant.
Right.
Yeah, so they have,
their paper straws get soggy very quickly.
Right, you got to drink your coffee fast.
Yeah,
you got to drink coffee fast. Slurp it
down. So, okay, I like the idea of having an older intern or a younger intern. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking for the profile picture, I wasn't even thinking of including a photo of me. I was just thinking of it being looking for a comedy. I think if I say comedy intern.
Yes.
Especially guys who are in their early 20s, everyone on Tinder is holding a microphone.
Oh, that's a bad sign.
And for real? Is that true?
Anyone who's holding a microphone is not a real comedian.
Oh my God. Funny, is holding the microphone the holding the fish of Los Angeles?
Oh my God,
it is. It's the holding the fish.
Oh my God, yes. It's holding the boa constrictor of Florida.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so funny.
Yes. If your profile pic is you holding a microphone, other people don't think you're funny.
Right.
That is true.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
I think it might fool some people, though. I feel like if you're a receptionist in the Valley, you'll be like, and he does stand-up comedy. Like, I can 100% see that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't see a lot of women with holding microphones.
Yeah.
Well, but I'm not, I don't search for them. I'm like, I've never seen a woman holding a microphone.
In fact, I've never seen a woman on these apps.
And I put straight, and I don't know what's happening. Oh, I should be bi on here so that I can open it
yes,
up.
Yes, 100%.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Wow.
We have an intern. She's a very nice woman named Lisa Magid, and she reached out to us.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have a podcast called Bananas, and pretty early into, maybe with the first five episodes, we had a great email come in, and it was like, I would like to be your intern, and there was no sense of like, I need money or college credits. It's like an adult woman who's very organized, and she's been so helpful.
She's amazing.
She's incredible.
Oh, my God.
Then she flew out to the exactly right holiday party and created a costume that day and then won the costume contest on the
right.
fly.
Yes. She created it that day.
Yes, and then flew back. So, Lisa, so maybe somebody, maybe one of the sorcerers will source themselves to you or should at least find your Tinder profile.
I would love to open it up to that. Yeah. Oh, my God. Or find my Tinder profile. It's so funny. They're like, I'm going to figure out your zip code and find you on Tinder. That is so industrious of Lisa.
Oh, incredible.
She built, what was her costume?
I forget. It's something with a box. Her head was in a box. Oh, it was the box in Seven. It was like the what's in the box,
oh
the Gwyneth
God.
Paltrow's head. So she just got a cardboard box and like dressed in a certain way. So when you open the box, it was like a severed head looking at you.
Oh
right. And I thought it was Max Headroom. I've never seen Seven.
Also a great costume.
I love that she just emailed you.
She emailed me, and then she just created a newsletter for us.
What like, if she sent you a box? You're like, she mailed us a box, and in it was a black rose and a note that said, may I please be your intern?
Yes. The answer would have been, yeah, we'd pay if she had done that.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. Can you say, is she a paid or unpaid intern?
She's unpaid, but it was of we – like, she comes to things. She comes to our live events. She works tables and doors. Lisa's fantastic.
I'm going to need to find a real Cooper
maniac. I do pay her. I pay her for stuff on the side, which sounds strange to say. Yeah. But, like, for social media things, I do pay her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good to know.
She's
to
awesome. Know. But maybe sorcerers. I think Tinder profile this. Look for the old. Look for the De Niro. But maybe you just have a sorcerer waiting to be the best thing that's ever happened to the pod.
But here's my question.
Right.
I feel like if you go with just the pick image of need comedy intern, I feel like the algorithm's not going to start throwing that out. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, it's not going to send it to anybody.
I'm just nude and then holding a sign over my
That you will immediately get interns. You'll get the wrong kind of interns.
The sign goes up to my neck. It's gigantic.
But if it's just an like if it's just print, I feel like it won't send it out. Like I think it has it has to be you because I think the machine knows.
Sure. Okay, that makes sense.
Right?
Yes. I need an intern. Okay. Be my intern. Yeah. Like that, like it matters how I phrase it. I need an intern or be my intern. But which word should I stress? It doesn't matter. It's written.
Weirdly, be my intern sounds more sexual in a way.
Right.
You know, it sounds more like this is, I want to be
some
under
dom
your
submissive stuff happening.
Yes, yes,
okay.
Yes.
So, what
might
I'm thinking
actually might be great because then you would never have to feel bad.
Find yourself a sub.
Yes.
Might be, get your tub and a sub from a sub. That's pretty good.
That is.
Get your sub and a tub from a sub.
And then eat it in the back. This is full circle for you.
Get your sub and a tub. From a sub and eat it in the tub.
Yes. This could open up a whole new vacation status for you.
I love this so much.
Okay.
Okay.
And then what's this up against?
Get my sub in the tub. Okay. So this is up against Purple Fern.
Okay. Explanation, please.
So Purple Fern, I've been thinking about TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
I've been circling it like a hawk, afraid to land.
Right on time.
Right.
Right. I have not. Sometimes I see comedians on TikTok, and I'm like, "You had to do this too." I'm not.
Yes, it's absolutely.
It's not a hard judgment exactly. It's just like, how many things are we required to do? I get it, the hustle, the grind, but, like, I'm grinding. I'm already doing it.
Yeah.
I have a million things. Here's the other part of it. None of them have caught fire, really.
Yeah.
Very few.
Very
few. The same ratio that get discovered and thrown onto TV anyways.
Yes.
Yeah, one or two might build that viral audience out of the blue, and then they can do whatever. But yeah, yes. It's not instant. It's not one-to-one. You don't go on TikTok and put 200 more people in a theater.
Okay. I'm like, well, then I have my answer. I'm like, show's over.
No. It's also, they need the reverse. They need to let comics and people that use social media know when the other thing's over. That's more like the next thing. Everybody's always looking for like, well, it's TikTok. What's going to be next? But it would be better if they're like, okay, all comics, Instagram is done. Delete it and move on. Because you're maintaining too many things. Like MySpace hung on for way too long. And then if you're on Facebook now, it's embarrassing.
Never talk that way about MySpace on this show. No, but I was still loyally on here.
Yeah. Still on it twice a day.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, they need something that lets you know when to cut it off. So, anyways, yes, purple fern.
No,
I'm
agree.
Sorry.
Okay. But I was thinking, I do tarot. Mm-hmm. I'm doing it now professionally as a result of this show. Mm-hmm. And there's a big tarot thing on TikTok.
Okay.
I actually, on my way here, saw an article that was like, the dark side of TikTok tarot.
Yeah, like witch talk and all that stuff.
Witch talk.
It's a big channel, big lane.
Okay. It's a big thing, and I was just thinking, what if I dyed my hair purple to set myself apart from the rest? Mm-hmm. I'm like, it has nothing to do with the midlife crisis. It has to do with TikTok, my friends.
That's true.
Dye my hair purple, become purple fern, and just commit to this TikTok where I am giving spiritual advice and saying, like, this is the thing they do. They go, if you're watching this, this is meant for you.
I love that. If an algorithm randomly sent this to you,
right?
It's for you.
If you've been scrolling for the past 4 hours, this is for you.
Found it.
If you're trying to get through all the videos on TikTok,
then you were meant to see this.
But you do know how to do tarot cards, and you are funny, and I think that's the angle. I don't know enough about TikTok or tarot card readers on TikTok, but my hunch is they're very serious.
Right.
And that attracts some people. But I bet other people, when you're turning cards and you go five of cups and they're spilled and you make a joke about it.
Right.
It's a huge advantage. I can't believe
you just knew that about five of cups.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know? Where did that come from? Where did you pull that card from?
Well, I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But
did you actually know that was what five of cups is?
Spilled cups?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
He does write horror movies for a living.
Oh, right.
I pay attention to things.
God, Scotty, I'm just like so impressed.
But I think if you do what you do, I think purple fern is great.
Okay.
Kurt and I might be leaning towards purple fern just because we want to see you as purple fern.
Okay.
I do want to see you as purple fern. We were talking about how busy you are outside.
Right.
To take on this, it's a full time job.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But it's not a full-time job. Sorry. As someone who hasn't had a full-time job in a very long time, I'm imagining one video per day, full-time job, one-minute video a day, full-time job.
As Purple Fern, one thing I'm thinking about doing to set me apart from the tarot readers is doing something called bibliomancy.
Okay.
Which is I would go through my bookshelf and kind of run my finger over the books. Then I would pick out a book and point to a random passage in the book.
Yes. Oh, and then just read it, and say,
if you're watching this, this is for you. And I was thinking, I can do this with, like, my spice rack. Be like, okay, if you're watching this is for you.
I love that
idea. Cinnamon, you like that, okay.
I love that idea because the idea of all of those things of, like, tarot and the I Ching and all of that is that, like, everything's always connected, right? So if you, like, randomly choose these things and get this reading, since we're all connected, like, that reading actually can apply to your life. And then if that is true, then that is just as valuable. Do you know what I mean? Of, like, just doing a passage, doing some spice rack, doing words in a newspaper, doing brochures.
Yes.
I think that's all interesting.
I love that. Brochures. Like, I could go through my junk mail and be like, today we're doing, I'm going to sort through my mail and whatever I point to.
Yeah, I love that. I think
this is
really
a final notice from the Internal Revenue Service.
Go ahead, Scott.
No, I was just don't know Mark Twain, because if you openly pick it and hit the N-word, it's going to be like, this is for you, Huck Finn, N-word. And you're like, oh, my God.
It's immediately canceled.
Just pivot two sentences down. So be careful with the books you open and point to.
The purple fern. Oh my God, the day the fern died.
But again, if people are paying Purple Fern for tarot card readers and this is a side hustle for you, then it's work that, you know, it's...
Now, in your opinion, as someone, as a screenwriter, do you think that I should build a character, build her as a character kind of with her own life? Or do you think it's better for TikTok to be myself? You would go character. But I don't know why I'm like, as a screenwriter, what should I do on TikTok?
Well, it's like Beyonce, right? There's Beyonce and then there's Sasha Fierce or whatever. She becomes on stage and nobody, you know, you crank it up a notch. So do something else because you're already a performer. You already are a comedian. So that's Lizzie. And then if they really want to get into your TikTok, it's Purple Fern time.
Okay.
So purple hair, what do you wear?
Purple hair. I think I'm going to also take a trip to Michael's and get plastic ferns to surround me to kind of keep that up, maybe.
Yeah.
Make it seem like I'm almost doing this like in a garden.
Oh, I like that.
And then I also go to the bathroom there and sleep there. I just show up covered in shit. I'm like, let's go through my junk mail, folks.
So you could bang, like, I think you could bang 7 out. In a quarter day or something,
and then just post them
one a day.
Get someone who's good with the camera, maybe like a Stephen Fine Arts type.
Someone who's
good with the camera.
You just put it's just your phone.
Oh my God, you're right. You can't upload videos to TikTok.
No, you can upload videos to TikTok, but you don't need to. And also, you want it to be vertical because that's the way it plays.
Do you own a ring light, Kurt?
I don't, but I have a big light. I have a big light.
Oh, you do? Okay. Yeah. Like facing you as your...
I got it for auditions, and then I used it for all throughout the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And now I still have it mostly for auditions.
You're like, now I'm half blind, and I need it more than ever. You have to bring it with you at night. Do you have one, Scotty?
I don't. I hide in the shadows. That's the joy of being a writer. You just stay in the darkness.
Oh, my God.
It's nice to be there.
Okay. Have you ever... yourself created a character or like any kind of, because now I also have this fake booker, so I've already taken on this other persona, which I had to employ last week, and I was telling Kurt about it. I had to get Joni Diamonds to take care of a situation.
Joni Diamonds, sure. Was it the Norwegian cruise situation or was it something else?
No, but I should have her follow up on the Norwegian
cruise.
Constantly.
Yeah.
I've emailed the Norwegian cruise people twice, being like, I'm really interested in doing stand up on your cruise.
I love it that you just said twice.
What?
I definitely expected more times.
Oh, my God. You know what?
I've emailed a major corporation twice.
That is the problem with my whole career. I'm like, I sent in a tape in 1984 and no one got back to me. So I guess I'm never going to do a late night set. I'm like, Eddie Brill has not responded to my tape.
Guess I'm not doing Letterman. Interesting. Yes. Yeah. So incorporator.
Right.
Bring her back. So, put her to work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Some people might respond.
Yeah.
Character? Have you ever done a character? I mean, on our podcast, I go as Banana Boy number 2, but it is just me. It's just easier.
Oh, no. People think it's a different.
Wait a second. No, I've never done that, I don't think.
I mean, back in early in my career, I did, but no, not anymore.
Are you on TikTok?
Yes, I recently joined.
No way. Okay.
Because I have a special coming out. October 27th, everyone.
Oh, my God.
On themoment.co. You can watch my special, Perfectly Stupid. Scotty was there for it.
It was great.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm so excited.
Pre-sale goes on sale October 7th. I keep looking over at these cameras as if
they're off.
I'm selling it to them.
The
I know they're all off. But, yeah, so I just, like, I got on YouTube Shorts as well.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. So now every day I post 3 stand-up videos to 3 separate channels.
Okay. And are you enjoying the TikTok experience?
I don't enjoy any of it. No, no. I just want people to watch this special when it comes out.
You know, like...
You don't plan on remaining an influencer on TikTok?
No. No, I'm literally just trying to get those numbers up. Because Instagram's doing fine.
Cut to Kurt doing snow angels in Ugg boots.
In Ugg boots with like a new hot track coming out. Me doing the words to it.
Those gotta keep the numbers up.
When I see those on TikTok where it's like someone just like... like rapping along while they're doing like their house chores or whatever. I'm like, this is the end of civilization.
I know.
We've reached.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once people started dancing, lot of escalator dancing.
Yeah.
Dancing, yeah. Couples mm-hmm. that you're like, you guys are both batting for different teams. We can see this. Why are you flaunting your broken marriage in front of us? We can tell. I can tell in 12 seconds that you two are thinking of other people.
You guys jumping and freezing in your kitchen.
Yeah.
That's the glue that's holding this marriage together. You said matching pajamas.
That is the dried glue stick.
They take it out on their dog who won't jump.
Yeah. And then they're forcing their tween-age kids in it. And you're just like, how is this happening, guys? And then asking for money months later. Yeah. This is where we are.
Yeah.
I said jump to the left. It's silent at dinner.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. You can't be dancing together all day. They just get 15 minutes of hell every day and then back to normalcy.
You didn't sync up. It's tricky correctly. Isn't that the song they use for everything?
Yes.
I think it's pretty final when they're like, I don't even know what the lyrics are. I think it's pretty final. Those aren't the lyrics.
We had Beach Bunny. We had Lily from Beach Bunny on, and she had a song that's covered on TikTok
yes.
that went humongous. I think it's
crazy.
Cloud Nine.
Yeah.
And really? It's like that song. It's like you just turn it on, and it's always – and I wanted to ask her when she was on our podcast, but I also wanted – I was like, is that a bummer?
Yes.
If
right?
your cover song right. is – if people know your cover song more than your song – and I also love the Beach Bunny song more.
Yeah.
But I'm a grown man. But the other one's like a saltier, slower, but it's her words. And it – I mean, it blew up, but that one's everywhere. And then the Sophia Bush or whatever, the running up that hill or whatever, that
was Kate Bush.
Kate Bush was everywhere too. And you're like, wow.
Oh my God.
Same stuff.
Wow, mm-hmm. yeah. You're like Barbara Bush running up that hill.
Yeah,
there mom. Should be a video of Barbara Bush running.
Barbara Bush saying Bing Bong is number one.
So I'm trying to think of this weekend. So I'm supposed to get the booster shot Friday,
right.
which is fine. I'll dye the hair purple. I'll get the plants in the morning.
mm-hmm.
My God, even just talking about this, I'm like, I'll dye my hair. But I'll go out and do it. I'll make it happen. And
here's I'm going to go out.
Yeah.
So
please.
We're arguing
let's
back
talk,
and forth.
Please. Let's talk Tintern as
the,
well.
Yeah. Because there is no end goal.
Right.
With the TikTok idea. Do you know what I mean? To go viral, quote unquote, it just means it's just months of work to try and get that one video that then takes off. So you're committing to months and months of work, or you're committing to just doing like 5 videos and then leaving it and not doing it again, right?
Okay, right.
Whereas with a intern, you then have an intern.
Right.
And it's like it's an accomplishable
yes.
goal.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do like the idea of an accomplishable goal. It's one thing that you have to accomplish in a week.
Yes.
You need to get an intern on Tinder. But I do think we would all enjoy seeing Purple Fern more than you getting an intern
yes.
on Tinder.
Okay. Are you a Virgo? You're August?
I'm a Leo, actually. Leo.
Are
yeah.
you good at delegating? Because if you're not, you don't need an intern.
Yeah.
I am.
You're great at it.
I need help.
Okay,
I have
good.
A list. Like, the minute I talk to them, I'm going to say, I need you to film my sets. I need someone to come to comedy shows with me. I don't know where people are getting this footage. People I know, I'm like, that was a show we did in a dive bar. And I'm like, it looks like it was shot by some professional cinematographer.
Yeah.
Where are we getting these French
it's
film sets?
It's just a phone. It's just a phone on a tripod. That's
really?
It is. It's a phone on a tripod.
I'm looking for a phone on a tripod.
That's what you're looking for.
Peter the Elysian.
That's
Bring
essentially
your phone.
What I'm looking for. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So now we're leaning Tintern.
I'm kind of thinking Tintern would improve my life.
Tintern would improve your life and Purple Fern will destroy your life. But Purple Fern is probably more interesting to look at.
I just imagine myself like eating a fern leaf and it was poison. You're like, and the purple fern will destroy it.
Purple fern.
Okay.
I'm thinking about your, if we're thinking about your mental health.
I really appreciate this.
Entertainment
because,
value, purple fern all the way.
Okay. Okay. Tintern, I do need this. Mm-hmm. I need someone to film my sets. I need help figuring out merch. Do you know I set up a merch thing and I made the merch too cheap and I got a bill for hats.
Oh, wow.
And it was all like, just this ongoing, The merch thing, it was just this nonstop wheel because I'll go, okay, this week I'm going to tell them I have a Patreon. Okay, this week I'm going to, because everything in this podcast is tough. I'm making a major decision every week. It's building up like plaque and I need to start hacking away at it. They got rid of my OnlyFans last week, which I'm so happy about. Because how many things can I ask people to do? That's the other thing. It's like with a podcast, it's like I don't want to push people to do anything. Mm-hmm. I want
spiritual. You're not a capitalist. You're in this. Right. You're giving back. You're having experiences. I think you need twins. Twin interns.
Oh, they meant to have twins.
No. Twin turns twin on turns. Tinder.
Yeah.
Tinder twin turn.
You need two people. And also, you could set up a...
Wait a minute.
You could set up an S-Corp and then give them college credit very easily. So you could actually get...
They're going to have to set that up for me.
Yeah, well, that's job number one. Hey, you want to be my intern? Set up an S-Corp for me. But if you had twin interns, fraternal boy-girl twins, and you just put them to work...
We need boy-girl. This is the best part.
Better than identical. Tough life for identical.
I love twin turns.
But if you had twin turns, just you have two people working for you, you can set that one off in that direction, that one off in that direction. You can really get things done. And then that way, they don't feel like, I was just filming her last night.
Pit them against each other. Be like, at the end of the quarter, you fight to the death. Have these twins.
I think...
Yeah. Have these twins show up at... Deck. Have them show up at the Elysian Theater with tripods and just beat each other.
Yeah.
Are we looking for twin turns on Tinder, or this is just looking for twin turns?
I think you can use Tinder, and I just think you're going to find one or the other, and you just go, hey, if you have a twin, you're going to get priority. You're front of the line.
Oh, my
God. You're
going
to get priority.
People beating her door down.
I will put that in the bio. Twins get priority.
Top of the deck.
Right.
And
sounds like a kink.
I love that.
And then also you just refer to them by their last name, twins. So whatever their last name, like you would be the Cooperman twins. You'd be the Brownoller twins. And you're like, oh, you have an intern? You're like, I have the Brownoller twins. And then it sounds like you got somebody really fancy.
Seeking submissive twins.
That's a great
pitch. You know what? I do have a pitch. I have a pitch on who could be maybe would be up, would be game for it.
Okay, I love
They're comedians. The Stone Brothers.
Stone and Stone?
Stone and Stone. Do you remember the Stone Brothers?
No. I don't know if I ever had the pleasure of meeting their acquaintance.
They're New York-based.
Okay.
We put them into videos that we made years ago in like 2005. But they are twin. They're twin stand-ups. And they're very funny. And they might actually be up for doing it as a gag for a little while.
You know what I was also thinking? If at the end I say, I'm going to do a big show and you guys open the show.
Uh-huh.
And that's going to be the payback.
Oh, yeah.
I need help carrying out the tasks of this. I need someone to dye the hair purple.
That's right. Well, you need to move stuff out of your apartment. You need somebody to do Goodwill runs for you.
Okay, so you guys are both on the side of twin turn.
Tin turn. The sorcerers need to support you and vote twin turns.
Uh-huh, okay.
But
tin turn, twin turns.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go back now.
Please.
No one's getting entertained by these interns, all right?
True.
Purple Fern's giving something to the world.
What happens? Say you do go viral on TikTok. What's the reward?
Nothing. I mean, like, maybe if you're in, like, the top 0.001%, yeah, you could get, like, a special out of it. You could.
But there's no monetization on TikTok.
Oh, I think maybe there is. I don't know. Instagram has monetization.
I become a brand ambassador for Manic Panic.
Yeah, like, you could get, you know, marketing deals and stuff like that.
Okay.
But the thing is going viral is different from having, like, a million followers, right?
Right.
Now that I've been, like, going on TikTok and looking at it, there's a bunch of people who have, like, 5 videos that have, like, 50 million views, and they have, like, 30,000 followers. Because the people are like, I like this video, but I don't think this person is going to provide me with more content like this.
You know what I should do is after each bibliomancy, just put my head in a bowl of cereal. Like, I just go, and that's that, and done. Because...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Now I'm voting Purple Fern all of a sudden.
I think that's how I end it because I think there does need to be something that they're like, okay, you're going to actually love it. She does do something weird at the end.
Yeah.
Like there should be something off about it.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, I kind of like the name Purple Fern because of Teal Swan, I realized later. There was like a documentary about this woman.
Okay.
Wow.
That they're like, is Teal Swan a cult? So and I kind of like that.
You'd be a great cult leader.
Yeah, you would be.
You'd be the best cult leader.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I could see it.
I want the Gwen Shamblin hair. Yes. Oh my God. If I do purple fern, it should be just overflowing.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, how else could we get purple fern going?
Yeah, how could she get big? Like, that's the thing is, I've done so many things on the show where I'm like, and then it's going to do this. And it just falls flat.
Right.
But that's life. And that is part of the nature of this is that it is an experiment, you know?
And if the thing is that if you do stuff long enough, then that's when something happens, you know?
Not with stand-up. I've been lugging a keyboard around for 15 goddamn years. That hasn't caught fire.
If you do sincere tarot, if the tarot card reading part or the bibliomancy is real, people like that. I've caught many of my friends leaving the house of intuition in Echo Park, walking down those long stairs before driving by and be like, oh, didn't know she was into that. And then you keep going.
Right.
So people do believe.
House of intuition, by the way, so many stairs.
So many stairs.
It's like,
yeah, they're like, you really need guidance if you're walking up those stairs.
Yes.
It's 55 stairs right off Sunset.
Yeah.
Now there's construction next door. They're probably building glass condos. So.
Right. Oh, yeah, probably.
Not.
Oh, my God.
Across from 7-Eleven. So if you just weren't happy with that reading, you can go get a quarter pound Big Bite hot dog.
I've applied there before.
Really? 7-Eleven?
Intuition.
Oh, house
I should apply. At this point, honestly, I would do 7-Eleven. 100%. Okay. So Tintern, the profile. You think it should be a picture of me saying, be my intern, holding a lacy heart that says, be my intern.
That's funny. I mean, go Valentine. Be my intern.
Go Valentine.
Oh, that's good.
Be my intern. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Be my intern. Seeking comedy enthusiast to help me into my bathtub. I'll figure it out.
That's good. I mean, that will be best for your mental health. We can all agree that you need helping hands.
Yes,
I think four helping hands. Some would say only two.
Okay. So, Scotty, you're going Tintern.
I am going to go Tintern so that you can continue doing this podcast without dying at a young age.
Right,
yes.
Okay.
Kurt.
I'm going to go Tintern, too.
I did the right thing.
Be still my heart.
Just because I want the podcast to keep going.
Okay.
I do feel like Purple Fern would be the end of the podcast.
I am on the verge of severe burnout. Yeah.
No, I have an off-the-cuff pitch for both.
Okay, great.
And you can shut me down where I sit.
Oh, my God.
We do Bananas Live at the Elysian.
Okay.
With Lizzie Cooperman as our guest.
Okay.
But in the lobby for an hour beforehand, Purple Fern does paid tarot card readings for the Bananimals.
Okay. I'm in.
What do you think?
I would do that as I live and breathe.
I think that could be a fun night.
Oh, hell
yeah. We get everybody in there. You read, I don't know, how many people can you do in an hour? Five people?
Yeah.
And then you get to dye your hair purple.
Excellent.
You still get to go at your weird ferns in the background.
You still will remain uncastable. And you're going to...
Then your interns can carry you to the stage.
Yes.
And then we'll do a Bananas Live for
Oh, my God.
That'd be a fun night.
Yeah. That's a great night.
That sounds so fun. Can I draw a tarot card for it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Purple fern in the lobby before a live podcast taping is a very fun thing.
The Empress.
Oh, what's that
one? Oh, my God. This is fertility. Oh, I'm going to get pregnant at this show.
That's always possible.
Oh, my God. I love this. It's beauty. It's pleasure. You're just at the helm. Things coming into fruition.
There you go.
I think that's a good sign.
That's a great sign.
I am so excited. Okay. You guys, before we go, and thank you so much for giving my sorcerers the recording of a lifetime, truly. This has been, it's been such a pleasure having you.
The joy is ours.
Wanting
the
you
joy
on
is
for
ours.
So long.
Thank you.
Do you guys have anything coming up that you want to talk about?
We sure do.
Please.
You want to do the live shows?
October 8th, baby. We got to talk about that.
We have Door to Shore in Los Angeles. Door to Shore is a charity we started last year where Kurt and I walk out of our front doors of our house, meet in Silver Lake, and walk directly into the Pacific Ocean. It's about 19 miles, and we do it for Cast LA, which is a charity that helps victims of human trafficking. 100% of profits go to it. And if you want to donate, please go to door2shore.com. castla.org. And last year we raised, I think, $18,000 for Cast LA. And this year we have a bunch of people doing their own door-to-shores across the world where they're walking from their front door into a body of water somewhere.
Fully clothed. Yeah.
So,
and all for different charities, which is exciting. And if you want to do that, you can also sign up to do that at door-to-shore.org.
Yes.
And then we got two shows. We got Kansas City, October 20th, and Minneapolis, October 21st.
Come on out. Have fun. We'd love to see you. Our live shows are very high energy and very interactive.
I'll be there. I just follow you guys around. I'm like, I'll be in all of them.
and then we're going to have a show with Lizzie Cooperman and Purple Fern in the lobby of the Elysian sometime in the next 2 months, probably.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't even believe it. Thank you so much, dream guests.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you once again to my spectacular guests. And now let's take a look into the future. I am going to draw two tarot cards, one for Tintern and one for Purple Fern. Tintern, King of Wands. Wow. This card is all about delegation, stepping into your power as a visionary, really just telling people to bring you that latte. That's definitely what King of Wands brings to the table. I love that. Okay. Now, Purple Fern. Oof. Okay. Overcoming problems. This person has a bandaged head. Oh my, that could be because of the hair dye. Perhaps this person got hair dye in their eyes. It's like you persevere regardless of the situation, but the card has jaded energy. Okay. Also, again, if you want to join the Patreon, that link is on my website and in my Instagram bio in the link tree. Also, tarot readings are still available there, lizziecooperman.com. And as promised, I would like to give a shout out to the first person on the unbridled Coopermaniac level. It's true beloved champion of the show, Lauren Pacell. Lauren, thank you so much. And if anyone wants to see me this weekend, tonight actually, I'll be at the Zephyr Theater doing a benefit called Humor for the Hungry. That's tonight, September 22nd. Also, I'll be at the Comedy Store September 28th. And just FYI, it's the Hobbit's birthday. If you stayed till the end, aren't you glad you did? And weirdly, it's also Frodo's. So happy birthday to everyone down at the Shire. And now I ask you, Tintern, Purple Fern, the choice is and continues to be in your hands.
A podcast network.